Yes, the Bears. Do the Bears howl? Is that what that song is? Oh, the Chicago Bears, after a 3-13 season, the worst season in franchise history, they wrap up, they clean out their lockers. Tomorrow, Ryan Pace and John Fox, coach, general manager, and coach, will take to the podium, Halas Hall, to talk ad nauseum about nothing. That's my guess. But they'll talk specifically, there'll be questions about the quarterback position. Adam Hogue has a great piece on WGNradio.com/sports. Breaking down the quarterback situation, because for all intents and purposes, we have written off Jay Cutler. We have said that Jay Cutler has to go. The media really has been the one who has, saying that there's no way that the Bears would bring him back, especially after his last couple years here in Chicago. I mean, 2 years ago with Adam Gase, he was manageable. But this year, another bad chapter in the saga of Jay Cutler. But it's an interesting article. We're going to talk with Doug Plank in just a moment about this. But Cutler is still technically under the most lucrative contract in the entire league. These are Adam's words. 7 years, $126.7 million. Wow. But his total cash number of $15 million, I know it's a lot, but for quarterbacks in 2017, that ranks as the 12th most among NFL quarterbacks. That's less than Ryan Tannehill in Miami, Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, and Brock Osweiler in Houston. So if you think about it, that's pretty affordable, right? I mean, right off the bat, and then he goes in to talk about the quarterback market, Kirk Cousins, Tyrod Taylor, Tony Romo could potentially be available, but then you're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, Case Keenum, E.J. Manuel, Mike Glennon, and Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley available in the free agency. That plus the fact that the class coming in of quarterbacks in the 2017 draft aren't all that, talking about not too many names on that list that are ready to start, and a lot of sort of development cases for quarterbacks, meaning they won't play for a couple years. It all adds up to a situation in which the Bears really, yeah, it's a tough one, because it makes you think that maybe, just maybe, we haven't seen the end of Jay Cutler. Maybe you could trade him, get something out of him, but at this point right now, he is one of the best quarterbacks available in a very thin free agent and draft class quarterback class. Doug Plank joins us now. Doug Plank, of course, a longtime great safety for the Chicago Bears, good old number 46. He's an NFL analyst as well, and he joins us every week after the Bears loss, essentially, Doug. It just seems like it's always a loss. But great to talk to you, buddy. How was your? I hope you had a great holiday.
Yes, I did. I was great being around family, end of the year, all that sort of thing. I mean, everything worked out really well.
Tomorrow, we're going to see Ryan Pace, the general manager, and John Fox, the head coach, get in front of press at the end of the year press conference at Halas Hall. What do you expect them to say?
I think they're going to do a minor rendition of the season and their hopes for next year. Maybe comment a little bit on some of the failures, things that didn't occur, as well as some of the positives. I think it was just so frustrating throughout the year. I mean, we all had the highest hopes that the team, maybe not having the greatest record, would at least progress as the season went on. And there were certain areas, I think, really there was improvement, as far as running the football. I think sometimes some games of receivers, defensive backs, linebackers played well. It just seemed like it was very difficult to get it done all at the same time. There was flashes of really, really good play. Unfortunately, the most of what we saw last year from the Chicago Bears was just not the ability to get stops or score points.
All right, so let's talk. I mean, 3-13, and it's surprising to me that 3-13 is the worst in franchise history. Doug, I don't want to besmirch your great career, but you played on some teams in those late 70s that I thought were worse than 3-13. But let me ask. I mean, do you see this team? And when you see this team and you see the final record, I mean, is this the worst season in Chicago Bears history?
I think it is. I think because of what the expectations were. Some of the years that were not very good. I remember playing during some 14 game schedules, and we had only won four games, but there was progression. The next year it was 7-7, and then 9-5 or 10-4. So, you know, the team was looked like it was in a direction. And certainly, you know, one thing about Chicago Bear fans, I think they can really tell when players are really, really putting out, giving everything they've got. And I think that was probably a little bit frustrating for them this year, I think, in some of the games. You know, I think just thinking back on some of the plays that occurred last season, you know, the one for me was Stafford's run up in Detroit where he ran in for a touchdown. And, you know, there was opportunities for defensive players to make a tackle and make a play. But, you know, it's got to come from somewhere. And I think, you know, obviously that starts with the coaching staff. They have to be able to go out and try to draft and recruit players that can fill their philosophy as well as their schemes and hopefully have it work better than it did this last season.
Doug Plank, my guest tonight. He joins us after every Bears game. All right, so let's talk about this because, you know, Adam Hogue had a great piece on WGN Radio about the lack, just the lack of a quarterback free agency and draft class that are coming out in 2017 here that, you know, for all intents and purposes, we want to move on from Jay Cutler and you know, believe me, everybody in Chicago really wants that to happen. But there's no incentive for the Bears to do that because there isn't talent to replace him. Is this just a culture change? Do the Bears need to go, you know what, I may not get as much value out of Jay Cutler, but we need to move on from this era of Bears football?
Justin, without any question, I mean, I think if you're looking at Jay Cutler as a prototype quarterback, that's exactly what he is. He's back in the pocket. He's a good passer. He's got a strong arm. But on the other hand, you're talking about issues with the offensive line, with the receivers, changing constantly of personnel, you know, no teamwork or no unison in terms of, you know, what the quarterback's doing, what the receivers are doing, the changing of a number of different quarterbacks, number of different receivers. I really believe they have to go to almost the Dallas model where you got somebody like, oh, they already got a good running back. I think that's already got that established. But I think they need like a hybrid quarterback right now. Rather than a guy that's just a pocket passer, I think they need somebody that can run the football.
Right, someone who's going to make a play, right?
Down in Miami or, you know, you can go to any of the great teams across the league, Seattle, Dallas. I mean, they've all got a quarterback that can do two things. He can run, pick up first downs. He can throw. And I think that's the model they have because, you know, they don't have a fantastic – I mean, even look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the plays that he made over the last couple of weeks, scrambling, stopping. I mean, he just set the defense up perfectly to allow one-on-one situations down the field. I mean, that's what's really needed right now for the Bears. You know, and let's face it, you got to win games by scoring points.
Yeah, Doug, let me ask you. I, you know, as a Bears fan and as somebody who has been a Bears fan all my life, you know, the Bears have had this knock on them and not being able to develop quarterbacks. They've drafted quarterbacks that have not worked out. They went to a different model where they brought in Jay Cutler for a lot of money. There was a lot of money and draft picks in the trade. I mean, do the Bears have what it takes? I mean, is that just a myth? Do they have what it takes to take a flyer on a kid like Deshaun Watson out of Clemson or Kaiser from Notre Dame and say, we're going to develop him into be the quarterback of the future?
I think they have to. I mean, I think right now, you know, they tried the Jay Cutler experiment. Deshaun Watson, I think he's a guy that can do so many things. He can run. He can pass. He's a good team leader. You know, I just think he's somebody that out of that model is what they need. They need someone that has the capacity to be able to run, you know, when he has the opportunity and pass it in situations. So, you know, you really wreak havoc with the defense. You know, that do we stay in pass coverage? Do we try to attack them? Right now, the model doesn't work. What they've got right now is definitely not working. They've tried to continue to do it under a couple different head coaches. And I think they have to come to the realization, hey, it's not working. We're going to have to go back the drawing board. I mean, I think Dallas, I hate to keep referencing them. Yeah. But, you know, the strategy and the choices that they made in that draft totally changed the complexion of that team.
Not to mention the fact that, and this is something that comes to the business of the NFL, to be able to secure a quarterback like Russell Wilson or, you know, the kid in Dallas, you've got 3 or 4 years on their rookie contract, correct? I mean, it's just like you actually can spend money in other places. And that's what made the Seattle Seahawks so great is they could put a lot of money in their defensive linemen and their offensive linemen because they're paying Russell Wilson nothing, right? It's like that's the way it works in the NFL now.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, it was set up that way. I mean, the last bargaining agreement was set up more for veterans than it was rookies. You know, the rookies had assigned contracts that had limitations on them in terms of compensation and longevity. And that's exactly what it is. Teams were able to benefit, you know, from having those rookies at a, I don't want to say a suppressed salary, but at least they could spend money on other areas of the team. And I just think it's absolutely necessary for the Chicago Bear fans. I mean, you know, everyone around the world can see what happened when the Cubs won the pennant. And the same thing is true for Chicago Bears. There's just as many Bear fans out there as there are Cub fans. And when things don't go well, there's a lot of people in this world that aren't happy.
A lot of questions surrounding the defensive side of the ball. Vic Fangio, there's rumors that he might have a bad relationship with Coach John Fox. He might be leaving, even though they both came out and said that's not the case. Talk about the defensive side of the ball, because there was talk even 3 or 4 weeks ago that this unit was coming together, and they just laid four eggs in a row here where they did not play defense at all. A lot of that might have to do with so many injuries, but the point being that the, you know, the vaunted Chicago Bears defense didn't really show up in December.
And I think that's really the trademark of the Chicago Bears over years and years. That's their legacy. So even though you say, well, there's injuries and there's players maybe we don't have that are right for the position or they're inexperienced, it really doesn't matter to a typical Chicago Bear fan, because he wants to see a hard-hitting, physical, rough defense that really takes it to the other team. And I don't think they saw that this year. You know, they saw long drives. They saw big plays take place. You know, just some of the really frustrating plays, you know, that Green Bay game late in the game, that long pass to Jordy Nelson. I mean, they're rushing, you know, three guys, and which means that's one less than typical. You know, most teams rush four, whether it be three linemen and a linebacker or whatever. So they're rushing three guys, and they got everyone locked up in man-to-man coverage. I can tell you, I wouldn't want that scenario. Aaron Rodgers with the football in his hands. Something bad is going to happen. And I think, you know, to run that defense on the most critical play of the game, I just think that, you know, everybody has to look inside themselves and say, you know, did we do the best job we could have?
All right, so throughout the season, you've been somewhat critical about Coach John Fox. You've been critical about sort of, you know, what they need to do to secure the win late in games. Are you optimistic, Doug Plank? Are you optimistic that this team is, as some of the players say, a piece away? You know, watch out next year. We're going to shock the world. Alshon Jeffrey saying we're going to the Super Bowl. All right, do you share that optimism?
Well, I think right now you're really looking at what you're competing against also. And, you know, you're competing against, you know, the Vikings, you know, which they feel like they've got a very good team. The Packers, which have a pretty good team. And the Detroit Lions. I mean, so you're not talking about, you know, the San Francisco 49ers of this season, you know, or the Cleveland Browns of this season. You're talking about teams maybe that arguably can say that they're ahead of the Chicago Bears in terms of personnel and where they want to be and the philosophy and those sort of things. So you're coming from the basement of the division and saying that, you know, we're going to try to aspire to be the best team next year. I think it's really hard in this day and age with being able to just make that much of a transition. Again, I go back to Dallas. You know, they did it with a change at the quarterback position. I'm sure that was a big change in leadership. As well as an extremely well-built running back, Ezekiel Elliott, that came in and just was able to maintain time of possession, keep the defense off the field, you know, convert long drives into touchdowns, especially down in the red zone. And so I think, you know, the Bears could certainly do that, you know, but they would need the luck of the Dallas Cowboys like they had last year in the draft.
Right. As we think about the draft, I think about the holes that need to be filled when it comes to the Chicago Bears. And I think the safety position, they need a young Doug Plank to come back. That's been an area. I think the offensive line, I think the tackles, the left tackle and right tackle have been difficult this year because they've been it's been okay, but there's been a couple times where that's broken down. And, you know, I guess you got to ask the question whether or not Alshon Jeffrey comes back and Kevin White can stay on the field, because as we saw in a couple of games this year, receivers lost games where Matt Barkley throws the ball into the middle of it's the numbers and it falls down. I mean, so like I said, and not, I didn't even mention cornerback. I didn't mention defensive line. There's a lot as it starts to stack up. How, as a general manager, do you prioritize the holes that need to be filled for 2017, 2018 when you approach this draft?
Well, you know, I think you try to prioritize them. I mean, obviously the quarterback is going to have the most impact on a team. You know, certainly a running back, you could put him well up there also. You know, even one great pass rusher. And I think the Chicago Bears have several great pass rushers. I mean, I think their defense really is maybe one or two players away from really playing excellent, you know, on a regular basis. It's the offense that I think, you know, it's the lines of scrimmage that really make your team. And so that means that you got to protect the quarterback on offense and you have to get pressure on defense. If those two things can happen, then you have a chance. And not that the Bears didn't put some pressure on teams last year with their pass rush. They just didn't do it on a very consistent basis. And I think some of the teams even felt like, you know, because the Bears at times had a pretty good consistent pass rush, you know, they were able to run the football on them. You know, so it matters. You know, as I said, you get closer to the ball, I think that position becomes more and more important. The quarterback, the offensive lineman, and on defense, you know, those pass rushers, they are the heart and soul of that defense.
Well, I think I hear you right when you say punter, first round punter. I got it. Hey, I'm with you. You heard her here first. Doug Plank said punter. No, of course, Doug Plank, who is an NFL analyst and, of course, former great safety for the Chicago Bears, good old number 46. It's been a pleasure talking to you with this season. We'll catch up with you before the next season to talk Bears football. It's great for not only me, but for the 720 WGN listener to have Doug Plank break down the game. So, Doug, we really appreciate it.
Justin, thank you. It was a pleasure working with you this season. I mean, you were above and beyond. I really appreciate it. I know some of those games were tough to just get through and analyze and those sort of things. And I just want to reach out to Chicago Bears. I mean, you know, the players that are there now and were there, you know, they have their hearts in the right place and, you know, want the best for the Chicago Bears. And, you know, just hope that this is the last of the seasons that we went through this last year.
Well, Doug, hopefully the station will pay for you and me to go to the Super Bowl next year when the Bears get in. So that's how it looks, right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Justin, thank you.